Page 31, Our Legal Team Update, compiled and edited by Judy Wilkinson. The following items show that our legal team is working hard on our behalf. Lainey Feingold's website, lflegal.com, is wonderfully accessible. If you want a site to practice your surfing skills, this is a good bet. And you'll learn a lot as well. Provide feedback as follows, Lainey Feingold, lf@lflegal.com, phone 510-548-5062, Linda Dardarian, toll-free, 1-800-822-5000, 510-763-9800, or ldardarian@gbdlegal.com. Page 32, great news for visually impaired moviegoers. On April 30, 2010, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that audio description is clearly an auxiliary aid in service under the Americans with Disabilities Act. This ruling revives a federal lawsuit against the Harkins movie theater chain that had been thrown out of court in 2008. The plaintiffs can now continue their case against the Harkins chain for that company's failure to provide audio description at its theaters. The appellate court's ruling also allows the case to go forward on claims brought by deaf and hearing impaired theater goers for lack of captioning. The lawyers for the Harkins movie chain tried to convince the court that providing audio description was not required by the ADA because blind moviegoers were not prevented from attending movies without description. The lower court had agreed that providing the technology needed for audio description would require Harkins to provide an extra service to blind patrons beyond what the ADA required. The court soundly rejected this argument. The district court's reasoning effectively eliminates the duty of a public accommodation to provide auxiliary aids and services. By its very definition, an auxiliary aid or service is an additional and different service that establishments must offer the disabled. For example, a courthouse that was accessible only by steps could not avoid ADA liability by arguing that everyone, including the wheelchair-bound, has equal access to the steps, and an office building could not avoid having to put Braille numbering on the buttons in its elevator by arguing that everyone, including the blind, has equal access to the written text. Page 33, New California Keypad Requirements. Lainey writes, I have put a short post up on my website about the new California requirement effective January 1 that all point-of-sale devices in the state have attached tactile keypads. In small stores with only two point-of-sale devices, only one device has to have a keypad. If anyone encounters a flat-screen device in the state, they should notify the retailer about the new legal requirements and specifically ask the retailer about their plans to comply with the new law. If a retailer fails to install keypads shortly after January 1, we'd suggest that CCB be notified, that you let us know, and that we then talk about whether structured negotiations might be appropriate. Settlement with CVS. Linda continues, we are writing about the structured negotiation settlement reached between CVS and the ACB, the American Foundation for the Blind, and CCB. Under the agreement, CVS.com should now meet the standards of the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, level AA. We need feedback from the community to help us make sure the agreement is being well implemented. Here's how you can help. 1. Spend some time on the web at CVS.com and let us know what you think. We are interested in both positive feedback and areas where you think CVS could make the site more accessible. 2. If you have a CVS prescription, try using the online tools for ordering and refilling prescriptions and let us know what you think. Page 34. 3. Register with the site. 4. Try buying something on CVS.com. 5. Let us know what you think about other sites owned by CVS. CVS has agreed to meet with us about the accessibility of these sites, and we need your feedback for that meeting. The other sites are Caremark, CAREMARK.com, and the web CVScaremark.com. Finally, because of the strong relationship with CVS that has been developed as a result of the structured negotiations process, we are able to talk with the company about other issues in CVS stores affecting the blind and visually impaired community. The agreement with them, for example, also covers tactile point-of-sale devices in CVS stores across the country. If you have experienced any issues at CVS that you would like to bring to our attention, please don't hesitate to contact us. Other issues? On March 30, 2010, an agreement was reached with Best Buy to include tactile point-of-sale devices in their stores throughout the nation. And finally, for people like my husband Steve, for whom there are only two seasons a year, winter and baseball season, the settlement with the Major League Baseball over accessibility of its website, MLB.com, comes as great news. According to Laney, the websites of Major League Baseball and of all 30 Major League teams will be accessible to blind baseball fans as a result of advocacy efforts by ACB and its Massachusetts and California affiliates. Page 35. Improvements to the site began in 2009 and will continue for the 2010 season. Blind fans can expect to access MLB's online radio and television broadcasts without the problems experienced in past years. Improvements to statistic pages and all other information on the site are also being made. Last year was the first time blind fans were able to vote independently online for their favorite All-Star players. Major League Baseball has posted an accessibility information page on the site with a dedicated email address where blind fans can provide comments on the accessibility of the site. The direct link to the page is MLB.com/MLB/HELP/ACCESSIBILITY.JSP. MLB also worked with ACB and its affiliates to develop a frequently asked questions page for blind fans. You can find a link to the FAQs on the accessibility information page. MLB's web accessibility agreement was reached, as with so many recent agreements, using structured negotiations. Northern California's radio station KCBS covered the story with a piece featuring CCB's president Jeff Tom, who was quoted, "We're thrilled not only with what they've done, but how tremendously cooperative they've been throughout the whole process." ACB President Mitch Pomerantz had this to say in the press release jointly issued by Major League Baseball and ACB and its California and Massachusetts affiliates. MLBAM, that's how it was printed, has undertaken groundbreaking work to make its websites accessible and has assumed a strong leadership position among sports, media, and entertainment properties in doing so. We certainly urge similar sites to make this level of commitment in following MLBAM's lead.